Hey, Jen. Welcome to Drinking with Jen. If it's your first time, then welcome back if you're coming back. I'm your host, Jenny Preem. I'm also a speaker and an author and a life coach. So if you are new here, we start every episode with what are you drinking? And today I am drinking a ginger ale. It just sounded kind of yummy, something a little different. I don't know if I've ever had ginger ale on the show before. And so whatever you're sipping on, I hope that it is delicious and that you are ready for a good one. So I want to chat today. And before we get started, if you haven't already left a review on Apple Podcasts, it would mean so much if you would just take a second to do that. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate. It can be one or two sentences. And Spotify, you can leave just a rating and share this episode with somebody that you care about or any episode that you've loved of Drinking with Jen. And don't forget to subscribe. So what I want to talk about today is something that keeps coming up in my personal life for people around me and people making comments about this topic. And so don't let the title deceive you. So if you read the title of this episode of You Can Change the People Around You, you might have thought, Jenny, no, you can't. Like of anybody, you'd probably be the person that would tell me, no, I can't change the people around me. Or you might have read that and gone, that's what she means by that. So I have actually shared this quote on my Instagram before, and I'll reshare it. But this came up recently with a friend of mine on social media, a couple of friends of mine, actually. So a few weeks ago, someone sent me a meme, and it was saying, like, snip, snip, like, I'll remove people from my life. And I was like, I think you maybe sent that to the wrong person. And she was like, no, you are so good with boundaries and changing your community and moving people out of your life that are toxic. And I was like, oh, that's what you meant by that. So sometimes it is interesting how when we read something or we see something or hear something, we might interpret it one way, but the other person might mean something completely different by it, just like the title of this episode, You Can Change the People Around You. And this topic is so near and dear to my heart as someone who grew up in a narcissistic household and, you know, with narcissists around me and that always being familiar to me. One of the things that is a common behavior and pattern, and this is an important differentiator, is that narcissists will discard people. And if you've been around them or had people in your life, maybe a family member or in a relationship with somebody or a long-standing friend, what you may have noticed, and this is a common thing that they will do, is their relationships implode because they can't keep them generally very long-term. It's always the other person's fault. They've been wronged and, you know, something major blew up. And so they are just discarding them out of their life. Well, usually what happens in these instances is they discard because that person is no longer giving them the supply that they want or they need. So maybe they didn't get their way. You may have even seen or experienced or witnessed an adult temper tantrum over this. There can be a lot of different things. So if you are someone that are in recovery from narcissist abuse, that may have been a pattern that you picked up yourself where, and I'm saying this out of a place of understanding. I have done this before. I used to discard people in that sort of a manner because it was a behavior that I learned from being around that behavior. I thought that was normal until I recognized that it's not. But that is what I grew up with as seeing relationships for a really long time. Now, I'm actually using one specific example of a friend that I stopped talking to, and she tried to reach out to me a handful of times, and this was someone I had been friends with for over a decade. I stopped talking to her. And when my dad passed away, she reached out again. And it really meant a lot. We ended up repairing things and mended everything. And that was a really great learning experience for me to have somebody that was compassionate enough to understand and know that that was a pattern that I had stopped making the mistake of making that decision or repeating that pattern. And that was a really great learning experience for me. Now, that said, and I've done a whole series of TikToks. If you have TikTok, you can go look. I think I've done like 5, 6, 7, even something like that at this point, of behaviors that are unhealthy versus healthy behaviors. So behaviors that you might see a toxic or a narcissistic or sociopathic, psychopathic person behaving and having these behaviors or doing these things that might be confused with a healthy behavior. So this is kind of one of those examples where it's like discarding somebody because they're no longer supply for a toxic person versus removing somebody from your life because they are toxic. So it's a lot of times it's that intent and the motivation behind it. So that's one example. Was a friend was like, oh my gosh, this is something that I really admire about you. Like, you have no problem removing toxic people from your life. Now, one trick to this, especially if they are narcissists or sociopaths, a lot of times you may have to use the Grey Rock method. And if you don't know what the Grey Rock method is, this is when, if you don't want to be the person that is like severing the relationship, sometimes it can be better to actually have the narcissist make that decision and make them feel like they're in control. But you actually can control the situation by Grey Rocking. And I have a whole episode on the Grey Rock method, what it is, how to do it, different strategies that you can do, why it's difficult, because it can be really difficult to achieve and to do this and to keep up with it. But basically, you just become as uninteresting as possible. And you stop then becoming supply to the narcissist, and eventually they will discard you because you are not feeding their supply anymore. So that is one way, if you want a toxic person out of your life, is you can kind of do the Grey Rock method. I've done that with some friends and it has worked marvelously. It took a little bit of time, but with people that had become toxic in my life, I was able to kind of use that Grey Rock method. So that is one option. Now, sometimes if you do need to remove somebody from your life, I think what's important to understand is the motivation and the intent. Why? Is it self-preservation? Are they busting your boundaries? Do you feel drained every time? Is it too gossipy? Like, whatever the reasons are, I think it's important to understand that. And are you kind of protecting your peace, trying to achieve more enlightenment? Have you been, and if you're here, I would imagine that the answer is probably yes to this question, but are you on a healing and growing journey? Are you evolving and growing and changing for the better? And if you are, sometimes what happens is the people that are around you don't recognize you anymore. They get uncomfortable because you are showing up as a different version, more evolved, more grown, maybe a little bit more emotionally intelligent, maybe a little bit more self-aware, in tune, maybe a little more confident. You're growing and liking and discovering yourself, learning to love yourself a little bit more. And that might be uncomfortable for some people around you. They get used to seeing a certain way. And if you are continuing to evolve and creating and making new, beautiful versions of yourself, sometimes we can outgrow some of the people that are around us, especially if they're not putting in that work. And it can kind of highlight and emphasize that disparity or that difference in your path and theirs. And that is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes they might start to criticize you or stop showing up and celebrating your big successes, or they don't show up for you when it's really big, important things in your life. Maybe, a big career thing or a big personal thing. You're celebrating a milestone. And if these people no longer, you know, show up and support you, it might be sort of that disparity in, you know, the growing and the journey and just the paths that you're taking. So this came up again with another friend, this kind of same topic of like changing the people around you. And someone had shared in their stories, someone who I've recently become friends with, we are kind of in the same work circle of speaking and becoming friends. She's actually going to be a future guest on the episode or on the podcast. We're going to do an episode coming up here. I can't wait for you to hear it. Her content is so good and relatable. You're going to love it. But she had shared in her Instagram stories a quote, and I don't remember exactly what it said, but it was something about stop trying to change the people around you. You can only change yourself. And that's what kind of brought this topic back up again. Like I said, it keeps kind of circling around. And I think it's important for us to revisit this. Maybe I've talked about this in the past, but I think it's always an important thing to assess and look at your community. Look at your emotional bank account. How are your interactions leaving you feeling? Uplifted, peaceful, happy, joyful? Are they leaving you feeling fearful, angry, upset, hurt? You know, it's really just taking an overall assessment. Again, it's not like a tit for tat, you know, scorekeeping type of way, but really tuning in and paying attention to your emotional bank account. How are you feeling when you have interactions with people that are closest in your life? Do you need to change those interactions? Because that quote is not wrong. You can't change people. You can't change their behaviors. You can't change what they think. You can't change what they do. So that is correct in terms of, you know, I 100% agree with that. You can't change the people around you. They are not going to change unless they want to. And if you are trying to change a narcissist, you are just spinning your wheels. If you listen to any of the guests that have been on, the expert guests that I've had, the psychologists, the psychotherapists, they will, all, you know, the research shows you can look at some of the biggest names that study narcissism. They don't change. What I have seen and witnessed as having narcissists in my life is the only thing that changes is the stakes get higher. The lies get bigger. They, you know, look to conceal more. They look to win more. They look to gain more for themselves. But those behaviors, the lies, the deception, the manipulation, the gaslighting, all of those tactics don't change. And I wasn't going to change until I needed to or wanted to. And neither did you. Like, you wouldn't change for someone else. So why would you try to get someone else to change for you? And that's not the end goal. So if you can't change the people around you, you can change the people around you, right? So it's the same sentence, but with a completely different interpretation. And so, you know, I am a big proponent of that. It's one of my dad's dadisms. You're only as good as the company you keep. And so when you do pay attention to your emotional bank account and you look at the community and the people that are around you, I'm very open about the fact that I did have to do a little house cleaning. And some people, they voluntarily left, and that is A-okay by me. And when you look at how you change your community, when you do that, and I can tell you this from experience, when you remove the toxic behaviors in people, the gossips, the, you know, people trying to tear other people down, the, you know, people that will manipulate and gaslight, when you remove them, the people that are overly selfish, that keep track and, you know, keep score of what they've done for you versus things just being a mutual, like, love and care for each other. You do want to show up and celebrate. You accept each other for exactly who you are. And what happens when you remove that, the toxic behaviors, you open up and you create space for warmth, love, acceptance. You bring in and welcome new, good, healthy, loving, caring people into your circle, into your community. And the relationships that were there, you know, my friendships that I've had for 10, 12, 15 plus years, they've gotten stronger. They've grown. The connections have become deeper. Because when you are on this type of a path that you're here with me on, Jen Path, on Drinking with Jen, and you're becoming your own favorite, what happens is when you start to become yourself, when you especially remove that narcissistic abuse and toxicity and you become vulnerable, you become authentically you, the best version of yourself. You start to discover who you really are and you become that person who you really have been all along, but you become comfortable in that. You begin to love yourself. The people around you get to love you for who they've always known that you are as well. You have more love for yourself and more love for other people. And those relationships just flourish. They become like each connection that you have becomes meaningful. You start to pay attention to who you want to spend your time with. I had a friend reach out that I got together with last week who said, you know what? I've been hibernating and I've decided I really want to come out of hibernation and start connecting with people again. And I decided I wanted to spend my time with you. You know what a big compliment that is? That, and I went to a coffee shop a few weeks ago and the barista said, man, you have really good energy. Like, those are the biggest compliments that I think we can receive as human beings. And then I'll leave you with one more example that is what made me want to talk about this with you today. So if you're struggling with your community, your connections, you know, taking a look at paying attention to how people are treating you, how people are, those interactions are leaving you feel. Those are things you can journal about in your I'm My Favorite, a guided journal for your path forward. If you don't have a copy yet, you can grab it on Amazon. You can grab one from my website. If you want it signed, just put that in the notes. I'm always happy to sign any copies for you. But this is a really great thing to journal about, especially if you've been struggling with a certain relationship. And sometimes this can be scary because if it's a relationship at work, you know, maybe you want to consider moving departments or positions. There are things that you can do to work around it. Maybe you change interactions with a certain colleague that feels like the relationship has become toxic, to only having interactions over email whenever possible, not having interactions one-on-one with them, trying to invite another person in the room so that you can make yourself feel as comfortable and safe as possible. So the final thing that made me really want to talk about this, in what made it, you know, made me realize and thinking about when you remove the toxicity and you bring other people in. Another friend of mine today, and I haven't shared this here on the podcast, actually. Oh my gosh. Well, maybe this is the time. Big announcement. This far into the episode. I have a TEDx talk coming up and I could not be more excited. This is something that many speakers dream of for decades, years of landing a TEDx. And I have one coming up very shortly, which I cannot wait to share it with you. I will be so excited to share all the details, but you can follow along. I've been sharing details over on my Instagram page. That's where I hang out most on social media. I'll put a link in the show notes, but all of my social media handles are just Jenny Preem. But someone in this new world of mine, in this speaking world, I was texting with this morning, and honestly, I was feeling a little bit like uneasy about my content, like a little unsure of like, am I on the right path? And I have a coach that I'm working with, so undoubtedly I know it's going to turn out great. But this person said, Jenny, you could get up there and you could wing it and you would make such an impact and people will love it. It would be great. She's like, but don't do that, but you're going to do great. Like, you're amazing. And I just thought, where has this person been my whole life? Like, these are the type of people that we need in our lives that are supporting us. Not the people that are like, because you know that there are people. I know not everybody likes me. And you know what? The haters, they motivate me also. Like, but you know, it's not the people in your life that are like, oh, you know, a TEDx, well, I could do that. Or, you know, I mean, people that aren't trying to compare or one up, but just that unsolicited, unconditional support. Those are the people that you want to change the people in your life for. And if you can have that kind of support, meaningful connection, friendships, family, relationships, colleagues, any type of relationship in your circle, in your world that becomes meaningful and supportive, that is when you want to consider swapping out. And I know sometimes that's hard. Like, society tells us that we should hang on to relationships. Like, oh, that's your family. Oh, that's your best friend. But people only see what they see from the outside. They don't experience what you're experiencing. So if you are experiencing things that don't feel right, that don't feel good, that aren't serving you. And I know that there's a lot of different cliches out there. Like, you know, some people come in your life for a reason, a season, and a lifetime. And I think those things are all true as well. There's a lot of different types of relationships. Like, some of our relationships are closer. We spend more time. We share more. And there's people that we have that might be work relationships, and they, maybe you don't share as much, but they have a different kind of meaning. So I think that is true. But also, there is a lot of importance behind the way that we treat people and the way that they make us feel. So if you wouldn't allow being treated that way from a stranger, then you shouldn't allow it from somebody that you're close to either. So this whole concept of you can't change the people around you, but you can change the people around you, I just think is something that's important to constantly be looking at your community, look at who is, you know, like what relationships are really meaningful. Because at the end of the day, what we really have is time, and who we spend it with, how we spend it really, really matters. So you can't change the people around you. You can change yourself, and you can also change the people around you. So, Jem, I hope that this resonated with you on some level. Maybe share it with the people around you. Somebody that means a lot to you, that, you know, is someone that lifts you up and supports you, someone that you mean a lot to. You know, share it with somebody that's maybe struggling with some relationships or a friendship or a relationship in their life and they don't really know how to do it. You can go back and listen to the season on the Grey Rock method. You know, you can listen to the relationship red flags episodes from season one. So there's a lot of content that I have around this topic, but it was just fresh. It kept coming up and in a little bit of a different way. So I wanted to share this with you today because it was on my mind and on my heart, and I hope that it impacted you in a positive way. So Jem, until next time, shine bright and let's get growing.